One of the two Tallahassee researchers is Florida State University psychology professor Neil Sharness. He's also the director of the Institute for Successful Longevity.
I've been working in the field of aging for, I'd say, 40 plus years at this point. So I've had a very strong interest in understanding how cognition works. And more importantly, not just how it works, how it changes as we develop, if we're kids, how we get much, much better at things. And as older adults, how, at least on some functions, we seem to show some decline over time.
Charnas's local research partner is associate FSU psychology professor Walter Boot.
Neil and I and a number of other collaborators have recently completed a very comprehensive review and evaluation of all the brain training literature, including some of the research on whether or not children with ADHD, whether you could give them video games or certain types of programs, could improve their attention, could improve their memory, could improve their school performance.
Even the most casual check of the internet will reveal a veritable tidal wave of games and online programs to improve children's memories, problem-solving ability, maybe even help boost their test scores in school.
Here's a quick brain game that shows you how our brain makes snap judgments about where we are on that lifeline just by how we look.
And then there are the more comprehensive products, such as the Luminosity family of brain stretching exercises.
No matter why you want a better brain, Lumosity.com can help. It's like a personal trainer for your brain.
That were very popular a few years ago, at least until the federal government slapped the company with a $2 million fine last year for what the Federal Trade Commission deemed deceptive advertising. But is there hard science suggesting kids or adults who take part in these so-called brain training experiences actually show better mental performance? Professor Boot is skeptical.
Overall, our reviews showed that there was very little compelling evidence that this was the case. And whether we're talking about younger adults or older adults, our review came down to the fact that the evidence out there really isn't solid enough for people to be recommending these products to anyone.
Boot, Charnas, and their other colleagues said as much in an article published in the journal Psychological Science in the Public Interest. But there is another primary target for brain-stimulating games. That would be adults of advancing years for whom dementia and diseases such as Alzheimer's become more of a clear and present danger. Professor Charnas says he understands perfectly why these folks, and those who care about them, would be attracted to anything that might keep these afflictions at bay.
To be perfectly honest, yes, as we get older, our memory function is less effective. But a lot of people sort of look at this and then get very worried when they have a memory lapse. Does this mean I'm about to come down with Alzheimer's disease or some other dementia? And for the vast majority of people, no, that shouldn't be a real concern.
Not that there's anything wrong with doing such things for your own enjoyment, says Professor Boot.
If you enjoy playing these games, please do so. I mean, we don't want to take that away from people. These games are fun. They're gamified versions of neuropsychological tasks, and people play them because they find it rewarding in some way. If that's the case, please do that. But I think it's important for people to calibrate their expectations and not expect that they're going to suddenly increase their IQ by 15 points, which is what some of these companies are promising.
But that isn't to say that there are some kinds of mental activity that might actually help forestall the natural impact of aging, which is why Professor Charnas is recruiting participants from the Tallahassee area for further study.
I think the message I take away is it's early. We have a lot of science to do, and that's why we're asking for help from some of your listeners to come out and help us along in this quest to understand what works and what doesn't work.
This will be an actual clinical trial, and we're posting the link to find out more and even sign up, if you'd like, on this story's website posting on WFSU.org. It seems, say the researchers, there are some mental and other calisthenics that may help slow or possibly halt reduced brain function due to age. And we'll talk about that in our next report. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.